Hey, listeners, it's Taylor Marie with Girls Love Talk, the podcast that's going to give you that perfect mixture of motivations, laughs, and all the good conversations you need to navigate through this life. This episode is Herstory. So not history, but Herstory. And it's in honor of the National Women's History Month that just passed, which was in March. And I'm going to be talking entrepreneurship, business owning, and much more. And I also have some special guests who are coming through who will be sharing some information on businesses that they have started. But before we start, let's have a word from our GLT sponsor. Hey, welcome back to Girls Love Talk. Thank you always, listeners, for tuning in. And I got some good news to share with y'all. The good news is that we are now streaming on multiple platforms. So not only are we on Anchor, but we are now on Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Breaker, and I'm hoping to get on a few more, so we're still pending with the other ones. Today's episode is going to be a tribute to National Women's History Month, which was last month. And I know I'm late because it's April, and that was last month, but I was not going to let that slide. I had to represent for us. So this episode is going to be broken into different segments where you're going to hear me chatting with a few female bosses. That's right. These are ladies who have stepped out into entrepreneurship, and who have started small businesses of their own. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to you guys my first guest ever on Girls Love Talk podcast, Shatoya.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yes, Shatoya. Now, go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself, because I don't want to I know her personally, everybody, but I want to introduce her formally and let her, you know, tell her about y'all.
So my name is Shatoya, and I recently started a women's accessory boutique on Instagram. And I just started this about 2 months or so ago, so I'm still kind of new and I'm still learning everything, but I'm so excited about it.
Yes, yes. That is so much needed. I always say that about clothing, any type of accessories, and all these different boutiques I'm starting to see, because growing up in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, it is not a lot of stores. And y'all know, Shatoya will know that because she's a native of Wisconsin. So she knows. We don't have no malls here. So I love the fact that I'm seeing more store options that we have out there. And then a lot of people are into online shopping.
Yes, especially where I live now, which is in North Carolina, it's really nothing here. Like, we literally have one mall in the city. So if you don't find nothing there, you basically have to order online.
Yes, online shopping is definitely taking over. And, you know, we women, we're always busy. So to not have to go in the store, yes, I know I'm for it.
Yes.
Yes, so I wanted to know, because I know I've noticed this, but I wanted to know if you noticed too. It's been a huge surge in entrepreneurship within probably like the past 5 to 10 years. What do you think about that?
Oh, I actually think it's amazing. I also noticed it as well. And I feel like people are realizing that you can make money on your own time. And you don't have to be controlled by anybody. You don't have to be on anybody else's schedule or work these 9 to 5s and not paying you a lot and stuff like that. So I feel like people are now realizing and they're starting to jump on the bandwagon.
That's true. That is so true. And that's a good bandwagon to jump on, you know. So, we need more of that. You know, I was just talking about recently job dependency and how you know, it's even in my 20-somethings, you know, I'm starting to realize that, you know, I don't got nothing against jobs, but it's just getting harder. And, you know, some of us, we just feel like, you know, I'm tired of being on someone else's schedule. I'd rather be on my own.
Yes, I agree.
So, what do you think it takes to really be an entrepreneur? Because we got a lot of people who see big name people who have, you know, just made it just from simply the internet. Like, I know a big person out there is like Supercent. She's like a black woman from Louisiana, I believe, or New Orleans, you know, I'm not sure which part. She has her own makeup line, and they said, like, she sold, like, 1 million in 1 day. And so for people on the outside looking in, they're looking like, oh, okay, I need to start up something, a lemonade stand, or I need to get it popping out here. So, you know, so what do you think it really takes? Because you don't want people thinking that it's, you know, just so super easy, because I know it can't be all glitz and glamour.
So it's definitely not all glitter and gold. I do think the first thing that it takes is dedication, because if you're not dedicated, you won't make it. And it's like, if you don't, even if you don't feel like you're doing as good as you want to be doing, you still got to be dedicated to make posts and to hand out flyers and to do stuff like that, because if not, you're going to fail.
Yes, that is so true, because I always think that to myself too, like, it's not just internet. Like, when you see it on the internet, it's kind of, you know, already prepped and polished, but it's, you know, some grimy stuff.
A lot of backwards.
Yeah, a lot of long nights, and then a lot of investing too. So people,
and I also feel like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I also feel like you can't be in it for the money, because if you only want to make a business so that you can have a lot of money, it's not, like, you have to have a passion. In order to start a business, you have to find what you're passionate about, and then you can make it into a business. But if you're not passionate about it, you're doing it all for the wrong reasons, it's not going to work.
Yes, I always say, if you chasing money, you ain't going to never be happy.
Yes, and the money is not going to come that fast. The money not going to come fast. Supercent didn't make $1 million on the first day that she released the chaos.
Yes, you better tell them, because, you know, that's great if you thinking about it, but don't just ever jump into anything just because you see it worked for somebody else. Like, we're all different. Mm-hmm. And some people, they got the skills or the talents or hobbies or whatnot, but they just not people, you know? Like, they don't like people, or they don't know how to talk to people, or maybe they just ain't interested in the business part behind the business. So it's really important to know what you're doing. And like you said, dedication is important, because I know a lot of people I see, they get upset when things aren't, you know, just taking off right away. And you're like, dang, you just started that, you know, a couple weeks ago. But dang, y'all be as patient as ever. Shoot.
I feel like the reason that we feel like that, though, because we know personally all the work that we've been putting into everything. Mm-hmm. So we feel like once it's released, it's just to go. Like, it don't work like that.
Yes, that's true. You got to be ready for whatever. And I think, I know you know, just as far as a business owner, especially in the area that you're in, when it comes to, like, purchasing, you have to purchase that stuff. So people don't realize that's investing. And, you know, a lot of times you're going to spend more money before you make the money back, you know, before you even see a profit sometimes. But, you know, if you dedicate it, that ain't going to bother you. And if you really into what it is that you chose to do, it's not going to bother you. You're going to keep going.
Yes, I agree.
So, what more do you want to do with your boutique? What is your boutique name?
So, my boutique is named The Slay Way. So you can find me on Instagram at the.slayway. And so The Slay Way, basically, you can sell your purses. We have sunglasses. Eventually, we're getting in sandals. We're going to, then once the wintertime comes, we're going to convert to heels and boots and things like that. So all of your accessories that you need to complete your outfit.
Yes, that is so important, ladies. Okay, if y'all listen,
yes,
y'all better go and check out that page, okay? Because I'm tired of seeing some of this crazy stuff y'all be having on going out.
Right, and it's the summertime. We all know you need them nice shades and that little clutch to go with that purse and that dress that you're going to wear out.
Yes, let the girls say, period.
We already got sales going on, so if you guys go to the page, all the prices and everything is laid out.
Yes, I love a good sale. I am a sucker for clearance, okay? So, and then if it's already a good price already without even having to be on it, that's even better, too.
Oh, right, yeah. So. My goal is to have everything affordable and really nothing in my boutique right now for the summertime is over $20. Once the winter comes, of course, yes.
Y'all better not ever say that she's just too expensive. She's just too high. That is ridiculous. We always on the budget. So if y'all complain about them prices, y'all don't deserve that. Y'all tripping.
Exactly.
Yes, summer is coming up. And we just need to, you know, just stay looking our best selves. That's what I want to say. Like, even when you're not feeling your best, like, if you look good, it you know, that kind of don't really matter all the time.
Right. And it makes you feel good when you look good. You know you look when you look good. Your attitude is better. You feel better.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah. So, I just want to say thank you for joining in with us today. Let them know again how they can contact you, how they can go and look at anything that the Slay Way Boutique has. Let them know all your information.
So on Instagram, we have our own private page. It's the.slayway, S-L-A-Y-W-A-Y. Everything that we offer is always going to be on the Instagram page. Once the website get done, the link to that is in the bio on the Instagram. Well, like I said, always contact me through Instagram, my DMs all the time, and comment under any picture of anything that you like. I also reply to that.
Yes, so good customer service, too. Y'all know y'all can't find
that. Yes,
that's
a must. That is a must.
Yes, so thank you, Shatoya, for stopping by today and telling us all about the Slay Way. You guys make sure you are following that page on Instagram so that you can get all your latest updates on how you can stay fly.
Thank you for having me. I love y'all.
All right, thanks.
All right, listeners out there, so you heard it here. You heard good things from Shatoya about her amazing online boutique she just recently opened. It is The Slay Way on Instagram. Be sure to go on there and follow. Look for some of the hottest accessories and things to complete your outfits. And once again, there's going to be more guests. I got more guests who are going to be coming on and representing for the ladies. So make sure y'all are tuning in. They have great things to share about how they started their businesses and just some motivational points and tips to give out to others who are looking to do the same. So make sure y'all are tuning in. And as always, Girls Love Talk will be dropping more episodes weekly. So make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you are going on Facebook, on Instagram to get your information. And if you like these episodes, make sure that you are commenting, make sure that you are giving reviews and telling others about it. And thank you always for listening. And until next time.